It's time for the Chatham County Roundup. On this edition of the Roundup, we'll be speaking with Chatham County Commissioner and friend of the program, Karen Howard. Karen, how has your week been so far?
Longer than one would think on a Tuesday, but it's such a beautiful day that I'm forgiving it.
It is a beautiful day, and this weather forecast I just did sinking in. We got to enjoy these beautiful days this week because it's going to be a wet and bleak weekend. We do need the rain, but it's unfortunate that it's got to come all on the weekend, I guess. So we've had a lot going on in Chatham County right now, including can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I can now. You blanked out for a second.
Okay, good. All right. We had a Chatham County Commissioners meeting last night. Actually, you had two meetings yesterday, as I recall. Is that right? You had a budget, a closed session budget meeting, and then a regular session at 6. Anything
we
of
had
note? Go ahead.
So we had our work session at 2, and then we had our regular public meeting in the evening. So, yeah.
Anything of note from that work session that you'd be allowed to talk about?
When we try to do at the work session is get things that staff or other professionals are giving us input on during the day, during their work hours. So we did have some input from the Sheriff's Opioid Prevention Task Force on funding, how they want to expend some of the opioid funding for projects that we're doing in the county to address the opioid crisis. And we had an input from our staff member on the Value Chatham Initiative, which is our ongoing effort to incorporate all aspects of equity into everything that we do. And so we've developed some mission statements and guiding tools to begin the work of really integrating equity into the work that we do as a county and that our staff does in the manager's office.
We're speaking with Karen Howard from the Chatham County Commissioners. And there was some budget conversation also. I know we're kind of entering budget season. Is there anything that's kind of emerging in these budget conversations?
So since we had the heads up during our budget retreat in January, we have had some additional conversations just about the, mostly around public education. We see what's happening in communities around us where teacher compensation is being supplemented at the local level. And in order to keep staff, you know, we're at this place where local communities are competing for keeping teachers because the base salary just hasn't been raised enough. And so we're having some conversations about what do we need to do, given that we are in a community where we have school districts like Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Wake County, Orange, Durham, that can compete fairly vigorously for good teachers with a supplement for their staff, and we have to stay abreast of that. So we have been having some conversations about that. We got an updated request from the school district earlier this week, early this week, and we know that they are seeking to increase the amount of the supplement that we give, and that does change our numbers somewhat. And it's part of the mix that we're going to have to consider when we go to finalize our budget in May.
See, familiar voice of Karen Howard from the Chatham County Commissioners. What kind of, do you expect to get input from the community on that, or is this just going to be something the commissioners just have to decide?
Yeah, there's already been lots of local conversation about it. I know that I have met with groups of parents. Other commissioners have met with groups. I've been having ongoing conversations with the school board as the liaison to the Board of Education and with the superintendent as we sort of examine what other districts are doing around us. You know, we are trying to be cautious so that we don't get to a place where we overcommit and are unable to sustain the teacher supplements or the supplements that we give staff, because we do give more broadly. But we also want to be aggressive and demonstrate our real commitment to public education, right? So we want to make sure that we are not just competing with the surrounding communities, but also that we're letting teachers and staff know that in Chatham County, we value public education and we want to invest in it. But we also are, as a county commissioner, you know, when I was on school board and I only had to focus on school issues, that somewhat simplified it for me. But as a county commissioner, I do have all these competing, equally compelling things that are requiring investment. And we are trying to make a significant impact on affordable housing. We know that DSSs across the state have increased burdens, particularly with post-COVID and with the opioid epidemic. So there's a lot that communities need to invest in, and we're trying to strike the right balance between investing so that we're making up for the deficit at the state level for salaries in education, but we also want to make sure that we're not overly burdening local taxpayers, because all of this gets shifted to the shoulders of the taxpayer, and we need to be mindful of that.
While we're on the subject of public schools, I had a conversation earlier today on Zoom that we're actually going to listen to in about an hour here on News on the Hill with a couple of people. One of them was Alex Alvarado from Daybreak Health, and the other was Tracy Fowler from Chatham County Schools. And Chatham County Schools and Daybreak Health have partnered to make some mental health kind of counseling and other kind of services available to Chatham County school students. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that from the commissioner's side of things.
Yeah, and I'm happy to speak, not just as a commissioner, but also as a member of this community, where we know that access to mental health resources is just challenging. And even more so in a community like Chatham, where we don't have a lot of service providers, we don't have a transportation network, and we have large parts of the county that are still very rural. So the fact that the school system has taken on this challenge, and I think this is really a visionary and forward-looking way of addressing a lot of this. We have a captive audience in our students once they're in the school building. And what better way is there to ensure that kids get access to the mental health resources they need than to provide some availability during the school day? And I hope that families will recognize the value of it and take advantage of that, because we are not going to get the best out of our kids in the school setting without making sure that their mental health and well-being is attended to as well. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity, both from the school side, because the schools are dealing with the consequences of a lack of resources for mental health for kids, but also from the community side, where families now have the certainty that their kids can get access to this care while they're at school.
We're visiting with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, and we'll have that conversation that I had on Zoom earlier today with Alex Alvarado from Daybreak Health and Tracy Fowler from Chatham County Schools. That's coming up next hour. In the meantime, Karen, I wanted to really quickly touch on, I know that the Board of Commissioners discussed some industrial development down near Moncure, so I wanted to mention that and also give you a chance to mention anything that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. So we are going through what I think a lot of growing communities are experiencing right now, a lot of demand for building of various things. So not just residential communities and businesses, but one of our applications last night was for a heavy industrial use, which is it's a concrete plant or cement facility, asphalt. And I think that if we look at Chatham County as a whole, the location that this applicant is looking at is sort of sufficiently well removed from households and from other things that might be threatened by it. But again, we've had some negative experiences with asphalt facilities in the past in Chatham, and so there's a lot of emotion for local residents that comes with hearing that there's another asphalt plant coming. However, it is part of growth. I think that, either we're bringing these things in, shipping them in, driving them in on our roads and byways, or we have some of these facilities within our community producing the raw materials for building. And there's a part of me that feels very much that if we have these things in Chatham, because we are focused on our environment and we are conscientious in our oversight, that we will have better control over the use of it if it were in some other community. But I also share the concerns of residents about, when there is a breach, because ultimately there will at some point in history be a breach. How are we situated to deal with it, and how is the company planning for its own ability to mitigate the impacts on our environment? We also had a couple of other applications. We have had a car wash that is attempting to, an applicant looking to build a car wash on 15501 in proximity to Briar Chapel in Farrington. And that one, unfortunately, was not successful, that application. There are a lot of concern about where the water from the facility would go. And the board had some, there was a unanimous decision that it was not, the application was not going to be approved because of the risk of letting this water from a car wash go into the buffer for Farrington. It's a 300-foot perimeter buffer that was specifically provided in order to keep that community buffered from the impacts of Briar Chapel and the development that was happening around there. And this is the kind of, these are difficult decisions. You know, you don't want to forestall development. You don't want to prevent development on a parcel that you have already said is appropriate for commercial. But you also have to be being mindful of the impact of a car wash or something of that nature on residences in a community that has been, you know, it's a beautiful community. It has already been adversely affected by a lot of the growth and development. And I felt a real commitment to ensuring that we don't give up on rural character in North Chatham and that we stay committed to what we all heard during Plan Chatham, that residents want to maintain our character.
It's the voice of Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Just three quick things. So we had three resolutions last night that were passed at the beginning of our evening session. There was a resolution honoring Black Maternal Health Week. We had one honoring Women's History Month. And the final one was honoring Arts in Our Schools Month, all of which I think are important. And I hope that residents will take an opportunity to read through them and understand the impact of the arts, that good mental, good physical health and care of Black and Brown mothers in their childbearing years is so critical, and the impact that women have had on our communities. All of those are covered in those three proclamations.
Karen, great stuff as always. I appreciate the time, and we'll visit again in a couple of weeks.
I look forward to it. Thank you.